Welcome to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast.
Now, the word Trataka, it means to gaze upon something or to look into something. Now, usually, Trataka meditation, what many of the yogic teachers give is to gaze upon a candlelight or looking at the flame. Now, the flame or the fire has a very symbolic representation of the energy of Agni. Now, we have the Pancha Mahabhuta, the five elementary. We have earth, water, fire, space, air. Now, among these five elements, the fire has something that is unique, which is not applicable to all the other four. We can pollute earth, we can pollute the water, we can pollute the space, we can pollute the air, but we cannot pollute fire. In fact, the fire purifies any kind of pollution. You know, we say burn it or purify it. So, looking at the flame or the gazing on a candlelight flame has a very powerful energetic purification that can happen inside of us. I mean, if you look at one of the famous cartoons, Jungle Book, you know, in that the monkeys talk about, I want that golden ball. And whoever has that possession of that golden ball was actually the ruler of that forest. Because once we could control fire, that is when we were able to take control of many other things and many other energies in the world. The same way, when you can gaze into that fire, it has a very powerful energy. And, you know, the energy of fire, it's always infinity. You cannot quantify that fire. So, and when you are able to gaze into it without getting burnt or something, when you are able to have that distance and when you are able to gaze into it on a certain period of time, there is that inner calmness that can happen. And there is also an inner purification that can happen. Slowly we become very calm and we slowly start becoming peaceful internally. And a lot of clarity comes. And that's what fire does. It gives you, you know, that light that comes within. You know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. When we are going through that darkness, gazing and doing this Trataka meditation is one of the most powerful meditations that I recommend my patients in order to bring in more stability, in order to calm down from their anxiety, even when they go through some depressive moments. Doing this regularly is a very powerful method. And usually we tell, you know, people, oh, why are you holding on to that thought? Why is it so much bothering you so much? We tell, just let go of it or just relax, just calm down, don't worry. It's so easy to tell a person, don't worry. And when a person is in stress, the worst thing to tell that person is don't worry. And it has to go through it. They need to find an actionable solution. They need to have some hope that I will be able to come out of it. And that's how they, you know, make their way, come out of that stressful, worrying some tendencies. So when people are going through such tendencies, you know, when they practice a meditation like Trataka, they will be better equipped to deal with their situations. And, you know, when you see a person who has a tendency to get anxious, it's a trained behavior. Of course, there could be some genetic factor or upbringing factors that are involved because of the childhood and surroundings. But again, you could actually look at it and say it's a trained behavior. And in that way, to untrain that behavior, one of the methods, there are various meditations, and Trataka is a very powerful one, especially when it deals with fear. Because anxiety has a lot of slow, low-grade fear that is going on in the mind. And Trataka is a way that fire is something that is going to purify, it's going to give you clarity. Because clarity is the most powerful gift that we could have. Because once you have clarity, your ability to say yes to what is right and no to what is not good for you or what is not aligned for you becomes much easier. When people don't have clarity, they always go on the FOMO run, you know, fear of missing out. If I say yes to this, oh, I can't do this. If I say no to this, what if I miss out on that? So this thought keeps keeping them engaged. And sometimes it happens to all of us. So I'm not saying, you know, once you do a Trataka and it'll go away. No, it's a regular practice. Once you keep doing, it's like, you know, in old age, when people are more into exercise, their tendency to fall will become less. The same way, when you practice such meditations, your tendency to fall into those triggers that can lead to an anxious moment can become less. And you'll start seeing when a stressful incident that used to stress you a lot in the past slowly becomes, oh, I can deal with that. I can figure out a way with that. So that's what these small meditations, when you do it on a consistent basis, will help you to deal with certain situations in a way much better, profound manner. And no matter how much meditation you practice. I've seen, you know, the best example. I went for a very important spiritual meditation retreat and I came back. And there was an incident that happened at home and my mother comes and tells, you just did this meditation retreat and why are you still getting anxious? Of course, sometimes the trigger will come and it will bother you. But at that time when somebody asks, you did all this but still it's not working, maybe should I go back and get a refund? That's another question. But that's not the point. No matter how we do, it doesn't mean that it's not working. But it is equipping you to get better at things. So even if you are a very, like people say, no matter how good frequent flyer you are, but still look at the, you know, the pre-flight videos that you need to be equipped to look at where the emergency exits are, to put on the seatbelts. No matter how frequent flyer you are, it helps to see that. The same way, when you do these meditations, there will be incidents that go beyond your control. There will be a lot of uncertainties that will happen. You know, like the saying, the quality of your emotional health depends on your ability to deal with uncertainty. And doing these meditations is just like the prep to help you deal with uncertainty in a slightly better way. And that's what this happens. Like, you know, the Viktor Frankl's favorite quotation, between the stimulus and response, there is space. And in that space is our growth. So when we do these meditations like Trataka or other meditations or even Pranayama or mindfulness, what happens is we are slowly working on increasing the space between the stimulus and response. And that's a muscle, just like how you develop any muscle. Doing this slowly helps you. And over a period of time, when you practice this for 6 months, 1 year, it will compound and realize, oh my God, people look at me and tell me, I am such a relaxed person. It's very difficult for me to get triggered just like that. And that doesn't mean you're not doing anything or you're not responding. It's just that you have much better time to think and act in a proper, intelligent manner instead of having a knee-jerk reaction. That's why such meditations are very powerful over the long term. But if you just do it for 1 or 2 days, maybe some people might get a benefit, then you're lucky. But usually in order to do that for a long period, that's when you start seeing the results. Thank you for listening to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond.